Good morning, John.
Good morning, Brian.
It's November. Gardens are looking beautiful. What should people be doing now?
Well, our gardens are looking beautiful. In spite of the wet weather we've had, everything seems to be growing enormously quickly. So it's a big job to keep the lawns mown, for example. But and in spite of, you know, the cold snap we seem to be having at the moment, things are going to go well. So we should have a great summer in the garden.
Garden centres seem to be busy at the moment. What are people buying?
Yes, they are. Look, and I've been around a number of the sort of the local garden centres in the last few days, chasing one or two plants that I wanted. And I've noticed that there are a whole lot of new plants that we haven't seen in garden centres and nurseries for quite some time in Tasmania. Many of them tend to be shade-loving plants, but nevertheless, they're the sorts of things that people can have a look at when they visit their garden centres. And I'm sure there are plenty of spots under trees and things in people's gardens where these sorts of plants go very well. Let me run through just a few which are, they're new to us. They used to be coming to Tasmania, you know, 20 years ago, but they seem to have died out for a while, but it's good to see them back. Anemones. We see there are lots of new anemones in nurseries. These are the buttercup variety. The normal anemone that we've been used to growing has been the Japanese type, which tend to be thugs in the garden. If you're not careful with them, they spread very quickly. But the buttercup varieties, which are whites and yellows and reds, they don't give you that problem, and they're very nicely. There are things like epimediums, which rejoice under the common name of barren wort, which are worthwhile looking at. Lots of new varieties and new shaped flowers. Podophylliums, which don't have a common name, but they're a large plant with crimson flowers that are pollinated by flies, actually. And so they're not the kind of flowers you want to sniff at, but as a plant, they're beautiful. Thalicterums, the Chinese meadow rue, is beautiful, soft leaves on that one. The Delbaei variety is a gorgeous blue. I love it. It's wonderful to grow. And another fern-like plant is Corydalis. Many of these plants were introduced particularly to the UK in the late 1800s, early 1900s, by great plant collectors like Ernest Wilson, who collected for all sorts of nurseries and botanical gardens in Europe in the days when England in particular was mad keen about getting all sorts of plants from around the world. Yeah, we have the benefit of that. The other thing I noticed in nurseries is they're full of roses, and this is the time to be planting. There are so many wonderful roses that are available that people could grow. And so, yeah, if you're interested in growing roses, and they're very, very easy to grow, this is the time to put them in the ground.
There's quite a few gardens open for viewing in the next few weeks, aren't there?
Yes, there are. There are a number of garden clubs in particular that have events coming up. The Hobart Horticultural Society Rose and Iris Show at the Town Hall is on today. That will be a great exhibition. The iris growers particularly, and of course the rose growers in the Hobart area, put on an absolutely magnificent display. On the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, that's the 5th and 6th, the Huon Valley Club has arranged its garden extravaganza at Crawleywood, which is a big garden in Underwood Road on Nichols Rivulet. 30 or more stalls, food, entertainment, guest speakers. The only thing people need, and I'd encourage people to go to that, The only thing I'd point out to them, the internet down at Nichols Rivulet is not particularly reliable. So take lots of cash with you. Your tap and go cards may not work particularly well. Later in the month, my garden club, Lenner Valley, is having a plant auction on Wednesday, the 23rd of November. We meet at the Rowing Club at Newtown, and we'll have hundreds and hundreds of plants to auction. So there'll be lots of specials there, and you've got the chance of picking up good bargains. In particular, I had a lady call me recently, and she emptied her garden of jonquils. Now, that, you know, jonquils in a huge mass, they're lovely, and we have over 100 jonquil bulbs. Now, you'll want to hold on to them until early next year before they plant, but, you know, they'll be there. Come and make us an offer for jonquils. Then finally, on the 26th of November, Ross Garden Club have its open gardens from 10 till 4. There are five or six gardens at Ross, some of which I suspect haven't been open for some time. So it will be worthwhile making the trip up to Ross to have a look at their open gardens on the 26th. So those are the big events from garden clubs for the month of November, Brian.
Thank you, John. Of course, the real work is done in the gardens. With all this rain we've had, the weeds seem to be winning the battle.
Yes, and the sticky weed is coming in droves in my garden. So, yes, I've got to get out there quickly.
Thank you, John. We'll talk again in a few weeks.
Terrific, Brian. Thanks very much.